tough going on tonight, but it was.
I am sure. Oh.
Good evening, Mr. Clerk. Can you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Alderman Carlo Carlozzi. Alderwoman Suzanne Balinski.
Present, against my better judgment.
Alderwoman Toni Lynn Collins.
I'm here.
Alderman David DeFronzo. Alderman Michael Trueworthy.
Here.
Alderman Adam Platosh. Alderman Don Naples. Alderman Jamie Giantonio. Alderman Robert Schmedley. By present, Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Can you please read the legal notice into the record?
The Herald, classified ad, New Britain, Connecticut. Please publish the following legal notice on Sunday, August 2nd, 2015. The Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law will hold a public hearing on August 5th, 2015 at 7 p.m. in the Council Chamber, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for Resolution 33187, Proposed Amendment to the Code of Ordinances to increase property tax exemption amount for qualified veterans and qualified surviving spouses of veterans from $5,000 to $10,000. Lawrence J. Hermanowski, Clerk of Committees.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. And for the record, we have no one else to seat this evening. The five members present are the only five members here. And I'm looking at the extensive list for the public participation. We do have a public hearing.
I only have till 8 o'clock.
We'll call the public hearing to order tonight at 7:12 p.m. The only item we have at the public hearing is Resolution 33187, Proposed Amendment to the Code of Ordinances to increase property tax exemption for qualified veterans and qualified serving spouses of veterans. Is there anyone here to speak in favor? Anyone here to speak in favor? Anyone here to speak in favor? Seeing none, we'll move to anyone here to speak against. Anyone here to speak against? Anyone here to speak against? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing at 7:13 p.m. We'll move right into the agenda. The only item we have before us currently is Resolution 33187. As described before, it adjusts the property tax exemption for qualified veterans and surviving spouses of veterans. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Jordan.
Make a motion to accept and refer back to the full council with a favorable recommendation.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Balinski and Collins. Discussion?
I think we all know what this does. If there's any questions, I can answer what I can answer, or Mr. Koenig can answer them as well as here. I guess this is going to be a little shorter than we all thought, but okay. So, sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Alderwoman Collins?
Thank you, through the chair. I just wanted to ask, what are the qualifications other than them being veterans, how they're going to qualify?
Mr. Chairman, ask Mr. Koenig just to give the three-minute overview of the state program, what this would do, and then the income qualifications that this does.
Thanks for being here, Mr. Koenig.
Thank you.
Okay. Welcome. Good evening. This is a local option exemption program allowed by the state because we already have mandated to us that we provide exemptions to qualified veterans that serve during a time of war without any income limits. And then there's also a program called the Additional Veterans Program with the state that allows veterans to apply on a every two-year basis based on income limits to get additional benefits. Basically, it doubles the amount of the exemption that they get based on income qualifiers. And this program that we currently have here takes those qualified veterans on an income basis, and that's all it allows for. And it allows us to provide an additional exemption. Currently, we provide a $5,000 additional exemption to those qualified veterans. Here, we're talking about increasing that to $10,000.
So this is an additional.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know the qualifying income, I do have this year for the grand list year of October 1st of 2015, because veterans apply between February 1st and October 1st. That's the that's the filing period for this program, unlike the Elderly Homeowners Program, which is February 1st to May 15th. And the qualifying income is $34,600 of adjusted gross income for single individuals and $42,200 for married couples. 42,200 dollars.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be below that.
So, Ms. Chairman, through you to Mr. Cohen. The or do you have the floor? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, because I was just thinking for a second. Thank you.
Just one quick question. So, if you are a deemed a veteran by under the qualifications of the state statutes, and those are extremely descriptive as to what qualifies you. You either are or you're not, depending on when your service was, how long it was, and whatnot.
Right.
Not everyone who even wore a uniform would be deemed a veteran. So
correct.
You need to make sure that you're qualified.
Correct.
But if you are deemed, we have a $1,500 exemption that happens automatically by the state.
Yes.
Then the city.
Which
now,
we provide it. The state mandates it.
Right.
Yep.
And we get reimbursed to some extent on that, or
no.
We don't on the veterans.
No, we do not on that program. Only the program where you have a basic veterans exemption. It's $1,500.
Right.
The first thousand the city provides. The next 500 the state used to provide, but now we're required to provide the 500. If you qualify based on these income limits, that 1,500 turns into 1,000, and then instead of the 500, you double the 1,000, and that would be a $2,000 exemption in addition. So you're at 3,000, and at that point, we ask for reimbursement of the tax loss of that $2,000 additional exemption.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's okay. That would kick in with this local option, which we currently provide at $5,000. And
yes.
Some of you guys may have been on here in 03, 04, maybe 05, when it was increased to, I thought it was 33,000, and we increased it to 5,000. This makes it 10,000.
Right. Well, we never had the local, but if you were getting the 3,000 from the state with the additional veteran program, we put on an additional 5,000 ourselves, so you were getting a total of 8,000. Okay, because again, so we provided an additional 5,000 as a city, and it was somewhere around 2005
right.
when that first came to be. Yep.
And so now this would make it to 10,000, which is the maximum allowed by law. And you know, as I think as it was in the paper, it's not millions. I mean, it's not even thousands of dollars, actual cash out of people's pockets, but it can be a couple hundred, certainly, for just this program. So it could turn out to be, for a qualified veteran, let's say $600-$700 is probably the max end of it on that side of things.
Well, based on our mill rate now of 49, it would be $490 of tax savings for $10,000, where right now it's $245.
Okay, so we're not talking, we're not talking thousands, but my purpose, it's at least with starting with veterans, if they hit the income limits, I think it's helpful. My purpose from hitting the, obviously, I think we all agree that the property tax system stinks here in the state, so any way that we can help to make it more progressive based on income, I like, generally speaking. I think veterans are the easiest to explain and would probably have the most support on the council. And so that's where I started. And, we'll get into seniors and at some later date, but that's where the purpose of starting with veterans was. Or the thought process, I should say, behind it.
And
And it's already funded. We already did fund this in the budget.
Any further discussion? Mr. Cornish, just, how many people currently are involved in the program as it is constituted now?
246 for the grand list of October 1st to 14. Yep.
That would qualify for the local option under the income limits. How many veterans do you know that are that are qualified veterans for the state program in the city?
Including this program, nearly 1,900.
That's what. Yeah.
Just under 1,900 that are. We have about 1,900 veterans that are currently receiving a veteran's exemption now, but out of those 1,900, 246 qualify for this program here.
Which basically means that they're income eligible?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you're, you have to apply for it, and otherwise, if you serve during a time of war but your income is too high, you can't qualify for this, you still get your basic veteran's exemption.
And that's mandated by state statutes.
Correct. The $1,500 is a state number. There's other towns, if you ever looked at other towns, that give more, but there's a trigger for giving more, and that's based on growing your grand list during a revaluation by 1.5 times, and we've never hit that number. So smaller towns are able to give more money as their town has grown between revaluations, but cities like ours that are that can't, we have to maintain this number.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion or questions for Mr. Cornish? Thank you very much.
Well, quickly, did you say what the difference would be? You said the difference that the savings would be 490 for the 10,000 versus 245 for the 10,000 today.
Correct.
Did you, based on who we have who's applied today, did you assess what additional cost this would?
Total amount?
Yeah.
Well, this year, I did do some math on it. This year it was, based on this program alone, it was the tax loss, as I call it, is $59,050. Okay, for next year, you could double the number, but it doesn't exactly work out. It would be $116,593, and the reason I say it wouldn't necessarily double is because motor vehicles next year is going to be assessed at a lower mill rate, be taxed at a lower mill rate. So I broke those out and put them at the 32 mills. So the total amount, if we had that program today, the same veterans, same everything, it would, the tax, total tax loss for these 246 would be $116,593.
Sorry, so that's a little different than the 30,000 that we put into the budget, which is, we put it in a capital non-recurring fund because this wouldn't kick in until July 1 of next year anyway.
Right.
I seem to remember that number being 30,000. That's why we put it into the budget that way.
I don't know what was in the budget.
You don't, thanks.
Okay.
We have, right now, the total assessed amount for all these 246 comes out to $1,205. $1,205,103, because some people don't have enough assessment because they just get it on a car, so it doesn't.
Right.
You can only give what they have, so it comes out to about $59,000 right now. But if I took that assessment and doubled it, because we would be doubling the assessment amount from $5,000 to $10,000,
right.
It would be 2.4 million times our mill rates. It would, the tax loss amount would be $116,500.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then I guess I can clarify that. We put $30,000 in the budget for veterans, $40,000, which we knew was not going to be anywhere close to for seniors, both in capital and non-recurring. So it's there for next year if we want to, if there's a senior program. We'll discuss that later. That's a longer process that we got to go through, but at least the $70,000 that we put in, let's just say for those two property tax relief programs, would be the difference between $5,000 and $10,000.
Right, because right now the people that are applying, they have till October 1st, and the people that are making applications now for this program, if they qualify, they'll qualify for the new grand list of October 15, which would take effect on the bills of July 2016.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, proceed to a vote. All those in favor of referring this to the full council with a favorable recommendation, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. That's all we have on our
Mr. Chairman.
Regular agenda. Alderman Truworthy.
I'd like to make a motion to remove from the table resolution item number 2 on tabled items, resolution 33114.
Is there a second?
Second. Do you want to comment?
Discussion on the motion to remove?
Do you need a copy?
Seeing none, all those in favor of removing the item from the table, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Truworthy. Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Lewinsky.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, at this, we've discussed this a couple times now, or this would be the second time, and the maker of the motion isn't here, so I don't know if there's any changes or whatever, but I guess, you know, it wasn't ready, or with it, I'm not sure if they were coming through with a new proposal, so I just make the motion to accept it, and if people want it to discuss the item, they need to come to the meeting, and or just contact the chairperson to have it be put back on.
Thank you. Just so we're clear for the record, this item was on the agenda at our last meeting. The makers of the resolution, I believe, were not here. So we tabled it out as a courtesy to this month's meeting. Members are not here again, and so it will be accepted. And then if there is an intent to add it back to the agenda, it can be done so through a vote of the committee or with permission of the chair. So that's where we'll proceed on this. We had every intent to come here tonight to take this up, as we did at the previous meeting, but we can only work with the folks that are here. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of accepting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion is accepted.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. You just made a motion to accept it?
Yep.
Not refer it back, so
nope.
It's still here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still in committee.
Okay.
They'll have to have a discussion, they have to, yep.
I got you.
So why is it not table?
We adjourned already.
Yeah, most of adjourned
that's
is,
right.
Meeting's adjourned at 7:27 p.m. Thank you.